The U.S. dollar continues dropping. Against all major currencies, the dollar is down about 8% over the past year, and it is falling even though President Bush says the United States government has a strong dollar policy, a policy intended to keep the value of the dollar up compared to other currencies around the world. To understand why the dollar keeps falling anyway and why it matters, we turn to David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. He's with us again. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how does it affect the U.S. economy that the dollar is relatively weak or cheap compared to other currencies?
Well, it depends who you are. If you are planning a trip to the Canadian Rockies this winter, it's going to cost you more. If you were thinking of buying French champagne for the holidays, it's going to cost you more. But if you happen to work in a factory that sells machine tools to other countries or a Boeing plant that exports airplanes, the lower dollar is good for you because it makes the products you make more attractive to foreigners.
So why is the dollar dropping right now?
For a long time, a lot of smart economists have been warning that the dollar was cruising for a bruising. We import so much more stuff than we export. We send a lot of dollars overseas to pay for this stuff. So the rest of the world has a lot of dollars. And at some point, people overseas are going to say they have enough dollars. And it seems to be some indication that's happening. And when people think they have too much of something, they either sell it or buy less of it, and its price goes down.
So the value of the dollar is falling. There was a meeting of Pacific Rim nations, major economies, in Chile a few days ago. Leaders faced President Bush and said, you have a problem here, and he insisted that he was doing something about it. What is the United States doing about it?
President Bush and Treasury Secretary Snow repeatedly say they have a, quote, strong dollar policy. People tend to associate a weak dollar, the very word weak dollar, with some sort of weakness in the United States. So one of the reasons why the president and his team have to continue to insist on being for a strong dollar is the alternative is a little uncomfortable. But in fact, they know the dollar is going to fall, and they welcome it as a way to rebalance the world economy, help U.S. exports a little bit.
What does it mean, rebalancing the world economy?
The big problem in the world economy today is that the world is too dependent on U.S. consumers. Americans spend a lot and don't save very much. In the rest of the world, particularly in Europe and Japan, they don't spend enough and they save too much. And that means that they're always trying to export to us and we're always trying to import from them. And it's mutually beneficial, but the trends are such that people say this can't go on forever, so maybe we ought to figure out a way to slow it down.
So if the Bush administration is willing to let the dollar fall, what is the problem here?
I think that, well, obviously there are always some people who are going to be hurt by a falling dollar, like, as I said, American tourists who are hoping to go overseas. But what really worries people like the Treasury Secretary and the Federal Reserve Chairman and their counterparts around the world is that a gentle decline in the dollar, like the one we've seen, will give way to a crisis where the dollar falls very sharply, very fast. So they want to avoid the sharp plunge while tolerating the gentle decline.
Well, what do you do to make sure that happens?
Well, the advice that the economic doctors are giving the United States is that if you want to protect yourself against a dollar crash, you all have to figure out a little bit better how to rely more on your own savings and less on the savings of foreigners.
For decades, the dollar has been the currency of choice for the entire world. As the value of the dollar has fallen, particularly in contrast with the euro, the main European currency, there have been articles appearing suggesting that maybe the dollar might not be the world's major currency forever.
The emergence of the euro creates a very strong rival to the U.S. dollar. And there are people who have been predicting that someday soon OPEC will decide to price oil in euros or in a basket of euros and dollars, or the Chinese central bank will decide to hold fewer dollars and more euros. So far, those people have been wrong. But it's an issue, and it's one that will hurt the U.S. because we benefit by having the one currency that everybody else in the world wants to hold.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Thanks, David.
Sure. Thank you.